Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're tackling something I think a lot of us struggle with. Getting a handle on all 50 business analysis techniques in the Bayebok V3.
Right.
It can feel kind of like you're trying to memorize a deck of cards underwater.
Yeah, it's a real struggle. Even for people who've been doing this for a while, it can be overwhelming, you know, to try to remember every single technique right when you need it.
Absolutely. And that is where this deep dive comes in. We are diving into an article by L.N. Mishra. It's called How to Remember 50 Bayebok Techniques.
Okay.
Now, you had me at remember, because Who hasn't drawn a blank on a technique in like a client meeting or something?
For sure.
Mishra's got this really intriguing take on organizing these techniques in a way that actually makes sense.
Yeah. What's so smart about his approach is that it really plays to like our brain's strengths.
Okay.
Instead of just like brute force memorization, which let's face it, like almost never works.
Never.
He recommends grouping these 50 techniques in a way that just makes sense.
So tell me more about this grouping for clarity concept. What is the magic?
Well, think about when you're trying to remember like a grocery list or something.
Right.
You probably group items together in your mind, right? So you'll have your produce, your dairy, your snacks.
Right.
Our brains naturally look for those connections and patterns. When we group the Bebopbok techniques in the same way by shared characteristics, it's so much easier to not just remember them, but to understand like the underlying principles.
Okay.
And how they all fit together.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like if you were organizing a tool shed, you wouldn't just put things in there randomly. You would create a system.
Exactly.
So instead of having 50 different tools, you've got like your cutting tools all together, your measuring tools.
Yes. And just like with your tool shed, when we can understand the common purpose of a group of techniques, it's a lot easier to pick the right tool for the job. Mishra uses the example of what he calls group-based elicitation techniques.
Okay, so for anyone who's listening who might be newer to this, could you break down what we mean by elicitation in this context?
Yeah, so elicitation is really just a fancy way of saying gathering information.
Okay.
It's about getting all of the right details from your stakeholders to really understand their needs.
Gotcha.
So it's a core part of business analysis.
So back to these group-based elicitation techniques.
Right. So techniques like brainstorming workshops, focus groups, would all fall under that umbrella.
Okay.
And they share some key characteristics. They all need a facilitator or someone to like guide the process. You have to think about scheduling logistics to get everybody together.
Right.
And then there's always, you know, a bit of group dynamics that come into play as well.
Yeah. I see how grouping these together makes things so much clearer.
Mm.
You see those shared traits, the facilitator, the scheduling, the group dynamics, and it's like you have this mental shortcut to understanding and remembering an entire category of these techniques.
Right.
It's like you're learning the rules of a game instead of just trying to memorize random moves.
Exactly. It is about understanding the strategy behind it, not just trying to memorize the moves.
Yeah.
And that leads us to, like, I think the coolest thing in Mishra's article, this idea of a Bayebok V3 techniques mind map.
Yes. The mind map. I'm like a visual learner at heart. So when I saw that in the article, I was so excited.
Yeah.
He basically took the grouping idea and made it into a cheat sheet for your brain.
Exactly. It's a really powerful visualization tool. So essentially what he does is he organizes all 50 techniques onto this mind map. And the branches represent the 6 Bayebok knowledge areas. And each technique is placed on the branch where it makes the most sense, where it's most applicable.
Which, yeah, logically, you've got your elicitation techniques clustered, your planning techniques, your monitoring and evaluation techniques. It just makes it so much easier to wrap your head around the big picture that way. But I do have one question. Isn't it kind of oversimplifying things to say that a technique only belongs to one knowledge area? Like in the real world, don't you use something like brainstorming across multiple areas of the Bayebok?
That is a great point, and you're totally right. The mind map definitely simplifies things a little bit. It can't show every single relationship.
Right.
It really highlights the knowledge area where you're most likely to use that technique.
Okay, so it's like it's home base.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like it's home base. And actually, Mishra even says that in the article. He warns against limiting a technique just because of where it's placed on the map.
Okay.
It's a starting point, a framework. It's not meant to be like a rigid rule.
Right, so going back to brainstorming, even though it might be on the elicitation branch of the mind map, we need to remember we can use that during the planning phase. We can use it during monitoring and evaluation.
Mm-hmm. You got it. And that's really where the learning comes in, right? It's not about putting things in boxes. It's about understanding how they all connect and then being flexible enough to actually use that in your work.
That's what's so cool about his approach.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rote memorization. It's like, it's encouraging you to understand the why behind each of these techniques.
Yeah.
Like if you were learning a new language, you wouldn't just memorize phrases. You'd learn the grammar. You'd learn the structure so you could actually have a conversation.
I love that analogy because it shows that when we get those nuances, when we understand how it all connects within the Baibach framework, it makes us better business analysts. We're more effective. We're more adaptable.
It's like having that framework in your back pocket, like right when you need it most in a project. So say you're about to run a requirements gathering workshop.
Mm-hmm.
You can picture that elicitation branch of the mind map in your head. Yeah. And suddenly you're like, oh yeah, brainstorming focus groups, document analysis, all these things are coming back to me. I'm ready for this.
Exactly. And it gives you confidence too. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, you've got this mental toolkit.
Right.
This decision-making framework that can guide you. So you're not just using techniques randomly. You're being much more strategic.
Right. It's so much better than just feeling lost, like you don't even know where to start.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That confidence can make or break a project.
Totally. So for anyone listening who's thinking, okay, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm ready to ditch the overwhelm. I'm ready to try this whole mind mapping grouping thing. Where do they start?
Yeah. Well, the good news is you don't have to start from scratch. Mishra gives you a great foundation with that mind map in his article.
Right.
But don't be afraid to make it your own.
Okay.
Like you can add things to it. You can tweak it. You can even create your own version if that works better for you.
I love that you said that because sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in thinking there's like the one right way to do things, especially with business analysis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much focus on process and structure.
Exactly.
And it's like, no, find what works for you.
Yeah. The more you can personalize this knowledge, the more it'll actually stick.
Right.
So add your own notes to the mind map or highlight the techniques that you use all the time. You could even like jot down examples from your own work.
Ooh, that's good.
Turn it into your own, you know, living document.
Your own little Baibach playbook. I love it.
Yeah.
This deep dive has been such a game changer for me. It's really got me thinking about this whole thing differently. It's not about memorizing a list of techniques. It's about building this flexible mental model that helps you connect the dots, make better decisions, and become a stronger all-around business analyst.
I love that. It's about moving past memorization into true mastery. And remember, it's a journey.
Right.
Like the Baibach is always evolving, and so are you as a BA.
Absolutely.
Stay curious, keep exploring all these connections, and you know, keep pushing yourself to go deeper.
That is a fantastic note to end on. To all of our listeners out there, happy analyzing, and until next time, keep those brains engaged.